Most musicians recognize the notes and the half steps that make sharps and flats, but what about all the tones in between? Buffalo Avenue's producer Kenny McDonald has this profile of a New York City trombonist coming to Buffalo to explore the experimental world of microtonals.
David Taylor is a self-professed genre jumper. One of the world's finest bass trombonists, his credits include working with Yo-Yo Ma and Itzhak Perlman to Miles Davis and Frank Sinatra. He recorded with the Rolling Stones, Blood, Sweat, and Tears, and Duke Ellington on the New Orleans Suite album. He has also produced 4 solo projects. Taylor is a longtime member of the Mostly Mozart Festival Orchestra in New York City, a festival where he first met longtime friend, Buffalo violinist Charlie Haupt. Haupt served as concertmaster for Mostly Mozart for 21 years. On Tuesday, May 27th, Taylor and Haupt reunite at the Uvilles Kavanoky Theater as part of a Musical Feasts concert series. I called David Taylor at his home in New York City, where he was just wrapping up rehearsal, and asked him about the piece he is to perform at the Kavanoky.
I'm going to play an unaccompanied piece written by Johnny Reinhardt for me called Zelig Mudring, and it's a microtonal piece. Johnny is the president, leader of the American Microtonal Foundation, or is it Microtonal Center? It's online.
David, what is microtonal?
Microtonal, usually we have half steps. C, C sharp, D, D, E flat, E natural, F. Microtonal sounds are the quarter tones, eighth tones, 16th, 32nd. It goes from 1 to 100 cents of variation. That's C-E-N-T-S. Mm-hmm. 100 cents between each half step. If you would sing it, rather than boom, 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 it could be boom, 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 boom. And I could even make it smaller.
When you play this music, what effect does it have different from...
Sounds very out of tune. But it sounds, for me, because I played in so many jazz groups as well as orchestral and chamber music groups, to me it's really like a blues.
Mm-hmm.
Because the American blues, you know, there's a blues scale, and there's all kinds of inflections in that blues scale, and it's more of a pastel, it's more of a pastel than hard-edged vibe.
How do you record microtonal compositions for posterity?
No, what they do is they write plus. Plus or minus from the, like, let's say you have a D natural, they write plus or minus from the note that we all know.
Mm-hmm.
Like from the diatonic note, they'll write anywhere from plus 2 to plus 70, let's say, or plus 90, they could, or minus. So you have to be very cautious in what pitches you play. You have to really practice and devote yourself to it. It's not just like you're playing randomly in between notes. There's a specific delineation, plus or minus 1 to 100.
And how do you calibrate your arm? Do you sit there with what would be a guitar tuner or something similar and you know, get it right on?
Well, a lot of folks do that, but you need special tuners to be able to go in between the notes. They used to have that, but they kind of don't make them anymore. They're kind of more generic now.
Mm-hmm.
I got together with, when I first started, that question is a fantastic question. When I had never really done, other than in the jazz improvisational style, I'd never really performed microtonal music before Johnny called me up and suggested we get together. I said, gee, Johnny, I don't know, you know, I mean, I don't know if I can do this or not. And then I said, why don't we get together? He said, I have a tuner up here that would be able to tell us what's up. And we did that for a few minutes, and he said, look, he says, your intuition about this is so terrific. Just keep following your intuition. So we kind of shut the tuner off, and he thought I had a predisposition to this kind of music. And I was very happy about that.
David Taylor, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
That was bass trombonist David Taylor from New York City. He performs Johnny Reinhardt's microtonal piece, Zelig Mudring, at the Kavanoky Theater May 27th as part of A Musical Feast concert series. More information about A Musical Feast can be found at their website, amusicalfeast.com. For Buffalo Avenues, I'm Kenny McDonald.